神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I would like to ask you an age-old question.
我要问每一个各种年龄层的人一个问题。
Man has been asking this question for a long time.
这个问题是长久以来人一直在询问的。
What is life?
到底生命是什么？
Maybe I can become a little more personal and say, what is your life?
那或许我再问个人化一点，就是说，我问你说，那你的生命又是什么？
Maybe right now you think life is if I can have many material things to make me happy.
或许现在你正想说，我的生命就是让我多挣得一些物质的，让我快乐。
Life is more than just existing.
但是生命不是只有存在活着而已。
It's more than just enduring.
也不是只有在维持而已。
It's more than just trying to survive.
也不是只有维生就是这样持续下去而已。
Life is a gift.
生命是一个礼物。
A gift from God.
是从神来的礼物。
A gift to enjoy.
是让你享受。
A gift to create.
让你有创造性。
To succeed.
然后让你有成就成功。
Life is to contribute to others.
生命也是一种对别人的一个奉献或贡献。
Sometimes you may think life is what I make it.
有时候或许你说生命就是我怎么样过它吧。
But life is not what you make it.
但是生命不是让你来过它。
Life really is how you react to it.
生命事实上是你的一个反应。
If we could make our life would be very different.
如果你自己就可以来保持持守你的生命的话，那么可能就不一样了。
You have faced many situations.
你曾经面对过各种情况。
They were not your doing.
那不是你在做什么。
Many of them you did not make.
有些呢不是你去制造来的。
But many of them changed your life.
而是被四周围的很多情况来改变你的生命。
Brought heartaches.
有时候呢，那些情况带给你一个破碎的心。
Brought some sorrows.
给你一些忧伤。
So you see, life is not what you make it.
所以生命并不是你怎么样来把握它。
In our program, we're hoping to be able to help you.
希望在这个节目中我们可以帮助你
to help you understand yourself better,
帮助你更认识你自己
to help you to understand others better,
也帮助你更了解别人
to help you to work in relationships better,
在这个人跟人的关系可以让你更懂得建造
because a lot of life is our attitude,
因为生命里面很多都是在我们的态度里面。
I want to give you a few situations that may or may not have been in your life.
我要给你举一些例子，或许是你的生命中的过程，或许不是。
Someone might say, all my young life it seemed that everybody told me how stupid, how dumb, how I couldn't do anything.
有些人他们就说呢，在我的年轻小时候呢，所有人对我的想法就是我很笨，我没有出息，我没有办法。
Many times parents will say things that they don't realize how they are hurting their children.
很多家长们对孩子讲话的时候没有经过你的思虑呢，就把它讲出来，然后伤害到你的孩子。
When someone has told you all of your life or all of your young life that you really couldn't do anything right, do you know how you felt?
当你年轻的时候，小时候人家跟你说你什么都没有出息的时候，你的感觉怎么样呢？
It put a scar on your personality.
那些话呢，在你的个性里面就创下了一些伤痕。
You have a very poor image of yourself.
那你变成了对自己的这种价值感就不多了。
Because what people told you, you believed.
因为呢，人家对你说的，你就把它相信在你的心里面。
Through the years, you might try to cover it up.
或许几年来你成长，然后把它掩饰，把它盖起来。
But it always surfaces.
但是呢，表面是盖起来，里面在那里。
But maybe you might say that this is what happened in my life. In my family, it seems my parents care about my brothers or sisters more than they do me.
或许在你的生命的过程中有这样的经验，就是呢，我觉得我的父母亲对我的哥哥姐姐们比较重要，而对我呢比较忽略。
It seemed my sister always did everything right.
你看我姐姐做的什么都可以，都对。
And my parents looked to her.
那我父母亲呢就把她放得很高。
But they didn't care anything for me.
但对我呢什么都不重要。
This is a person that feels they're not loved.
那这样的人呢，会有一种不被爱的感受。
A person with a lack of love feels very insignificant.
那么这种缺乏爱、没有被爱的感受的人呢，他的生命会就觉得好像没有意义了。
They themselves never learn to love.
他们也从来没有学到怎么样去爱人。
And because of that, they never trust.
就是因为这样子呢，以后呢就不能信任人了。
Maybe this is a situation that you might be in.
或许你在这个情况里面。
I am the only child. My parents give me so much.
我个人可能是一个就是一个独生的孩子，然后我父母亲给我好多好多。
They allow me to be the center of the home.
然后呢，父母亲就把我放在他们我们家人的一个好像一个中间位置，中心。
They do so much for me, and they let me do whatever I want.
然后他们为我做的非常多的事情，然后呢，也任我做我想做的事情。
And now I find it hard to live with people who don't give me my way.
所以呢，现在我长大就发现了，当别人不让我的时候，我觉得好困难。
It seems like I can never succeed in a job.
好像呢，我的工作上从来没有办法能够成功。
Because I don't really want to follow what my boss says.
因为呢，老板说的话我不想听。
My marriage is going bad.
我的婚姻也遭到一些困难。
Because I really don't know how to cope.
因为我是一个没有办法来跟这些情况适应的人。
I don't know how to take responsibility.
我不晓得该怎么样挑起责任来。
You see, you were a child-centered person.
如果你这样的话，那么你就是一个非常孩子气的一个人。
Because of that, you never learned how to take on responsibility.
因为父母亲把你放到一个中心位置，然后你就不晓得该怎么样去为别人做或挑起责任。
This is very sad.
这是很让我们觉得很遗憾的事情。
Parents feel like they're doing the very best for you when they do this.
父母亲当他们这样疼你宠你的时候，他们觉得他们把最好的给你。
But instead, they are scarring you for life.
但是却给你留下生命里面的一些痕迹。
Here is another situation.
另外是一个情况。
My brother cheated me out of my inheritance.
那么我的兄弟呢，他们夺去了我的产业。
And I hate him.
我非常的恨他们。
Maybe it's not the brother, it could be anyone.
或许不一定是你的兄弟或别人夺去你的产业。
That cheats you out of something you think is yours.
你认为他们剥夺了欺骗了欺诈了你应该是你拥有的。
And you say, I think about what they did to me.
然后你就会常常想起他们怎么样对你。
And bitterness has filled my life.
里面就有苦毒。
Hatred, unforgiveness,
不能宽恕
bitterness,
里面有苦毒
can so fill a life that it no matter what is a situation, they look at it with hearts that are hurting.
不管生命的过程到哪里，总觉得里面有伤害
Bitterness is a terrible thing.
里面存着苦跟毒的时候，是一个很糟糕的情况
It colors our thinking.
然后把你的想法都把它彩色了。
It makes us a hard person.
然后让你成为一个很难相处的人。
A critical person.
成为一个很会批评人的人。
Actually, we can become so bitter and have such hatred that it consumes our thinking.
然后那些恼恨或是苦毒呢，就把整个把你的想法都把它污化了，把它污染了。
We become a person who is easily angered.
你变成一个很容易暴怒的人。
And so here we find ourselves in this situation of life.
所以呢，你就发现你有这样的一些生命过程。
You say it wasn't my fault.
或许你说都不是我的错啊。
Many times it's not our fault.
很多时候情况的发生都不是你的错。
But an attitude takes over our life.
但是呢，你的反应、你的态度却在你的生命中出现。
That bears bitter consequences.
然后呢，我们就背负着这些别人错误的一些结果。
Maybe this is where you are.
或许你是这样子的。
My marriage is so bad.
我的婚姻非常的糟糕。
I don't feel like I can take this relationship any longer.
我实在是不觉得我们的关系可以再继续维持下去。
My spouse does not care for me at all.
我的伴侣，我的配偶呢，根本都不关心我。
I'm just like a piece of furniture.
我呢，就像家里的一个家具而已。
And I want to get out of this marriage.
我很希望能够赶快离开这个婚姻。
And so our heart becomes very empty.
心里面就很空虚。
And we realize that it seems like no one really cares for us.
你会觉得没有人来关心你。
You know, when we stop to think,
如果你好好的想一想，
this is so many people, they feel that no one really cares for them.
很多人基本上潜意识里有一种想法，就是根本没有人关心我。
Then you think to yourself, can my life be any different?
然后你会想说，这样子的生活跟生命呢，还会有什么改变呢？
Is there any answers to my hopeless situation?
难道还有什么盼望、希望或者是答案吗？
You see, my friend, there are many factors that make up your life and the way it is.
所以我们看到过去的很多事实呢，造成我们如今的一些生命的境况。
First, we're going to look at ourselves.
那么首先我们好不好？我们来想一想自己。
Now you know we're made up of a body.
那你晓得我们是身体呢？我们的身体是一个肢体。
And that is the part of us that we are so careful about.
那对于我们这个身体呢，这个身体的部位呢，我们都很小心。
We want to have nice clothes.
我们希望有好的衣服穿。
We want a decent place to live.
然后我们有一个很好的地方可以住。
We try to be careful about our health.
然后对我们的健康也很注重。
And so we are preoccupied sometimes with just the body.
那所以大部分的时间在想的照顾都是你的身体。
But then we have our soul.
然后你有你的魂。
This is the real you.
那这个是真正的你。
This is where our emotion is.
这就是你情绪，你的情绪。
This is where our will is.Whether we want to do or not to do,
或是你的意志，你的那种自由意志的决定，要不要做的那种意志。
And this is where our intellect is.
然后也是你的那种理性。
And then we have a spirit.
接下来我们知道我们有灵。
This is the part of man that issues evil many times.
这个灵呢，是人里面的这种邪恶的部分。
That issues hatred.
那么就是会有纯恼恨的部分。
This is where we call sin lies.
那么这个就是呢，我们所称的就是那个罪的那个部分。
But this is the part of man that God made that he might live within us.
但是这个灵的部分呢，我刚才提的这个所谓的邪恶啦，还是罪的部分呢，却是上帝要我们存到永远，活到永远的部分。
Now this part of us that we say is sinful,
所以我们就说这是一种罪性，罪的本性。
That does things that are not right.
那么他所做的事情呢，都不会是好的。
That has attitudes that are bad.
然后呢，会出来一种不好的态度。
That wants to do things that are harmful.
然后呢，做出来的事情呢，都是会有伤害性的。
is what many times hurts us so badly.
那么这个部分的反应态度就是会伤害我们的部分。
So we have to recognize then that we must understand ourselves.
所以你要首先了解一下你自己。
As we talked about those of you who may have a poor image.
或许我们谈到那些对于自己的那种价值感很少的人。
How do you really think of yourself?
到底你怎么样来想你自己呢?
Do you have sort of a low self-esteem?
你是不是觉得自己很没有价值?
That you feel like you really can't do?
然后你觉得说什么我都不能做?
That it seems like you're always failing?
感觉好像常常就是一个失败者。
Do you feel like you lack love?
然后你缺乏爱。
And that no one really cares for you?
你觉得没有人真的关心你。
Oh, there's so many people that are like this.
很多人都经历过这样的一个过程。
When we feel that we're not loved,
当你觉得没有人爱你的时候，
then we want to hit out at people.
然后呢，你就想要去
对， we want to hit out at life.
就想要去呢，对别人的生命呢，有一种好像一种报复。
When we have been so protected by our parents,
如果你对你你让你的父母亲很保护你的话，
as I spoke about before,
像我刚才所讲的。
We find out that we're unable to face life and its realities.
你就会成为一个没有办法面对生命的现实的一个人。
When we have hatred,
如果你有恼恨，
unforgiveness,
你不能原谅别人，
bitterness,
苦毒。
Actually, this is where some of the greatest problems in life lies.
那么基本上人的这种生命里面的问题，我想这些都是主要的问题。
We're going to have to see what we really are.
我们要知道说到底我们自己是怎么样的一个人。
To know your heart, you must be honest.
你要想认识你自己的心，你一定要对自己诚实。
We always put on our best face in front of people.
我们常常会把最好的面给人家看。
We can be very nice.
我们可以对人很好。
We can smile.
我们可以微笑。
But then we go home.
回家之后呢?
And at home we have another face.
接下去有另外一个面孔。
We're a little different with the family.
那跟家人在一起跟外面又不一样了。
At work you may be very nice to the boss.
在工作的时候或许对你的老板你非常的好。
But when you come home, you're very angry with the family.
但是回家之后你却很容易生气。
We just let ourselves down.
所以呢，在家里面呢，你就很容易就表现出来
，and become another face，
就是另外一个脸孔就出来了。
But then there is an inward face，
接下去还有一个内在的一个你
，one that we rarely show anyone，
那个就是很少向外人显露的。
Maybe once in a while in life we find someone we can share that inner face with。
或许呢，偶尔你会把这个里面的这个你呢，稍微把它分享给另外一个人。
But most of the time, no one else knows that one.
大部分的时间是没有人可以窥探到你这个里面的你的。
It's the one that speaks to us when we're alone.
那这个里面这个我呢，是那个我们自己对自己讲话的那个对象。
It's the one that realizes how insecure we really are.
然后是那个会让你觉得啊，没有安全感的那个里面的我。
How much we feel we're not loved.
然后就是在那里呢，你会感觉到没有被爱。
How we feel that no one really understands.
在那里觉得没有被了解。
This becomes reality in our heart.
那这个呢，就变成你生命的一个很实际的问题。
And that's the face that we must learn to understand.
那么这个部分，这个我，这个里面的这个脸孔呢，是你一定要了解的部分。
Learn how to deal with that.
知道怎么样该来处理它。
To know ourselves for what we really are.
了解到我真实的里面的我是怎么样的一个人。
Not what people think we are.
不是别人怎么想我。
What we really are is what really makes us happy.
什么是真正的你，也就是那个啊，才可以让你自己快乐。
As I said before, we have a spirit.
我刚才提过，我们有灵。
That spirit is where God wishes to dwell.
那么这个灵是神要住的地方。
And he would like to help us.
他要帮助我们。
He would like to help us to know that inner heart.
他要帮助我们这个里面的那个心。
To recognize that inner face.
能够让我们了解意识到我们这个里面的真正的我。
And be able to live in life.
然后好让你在生命里面。
And enjoy it.
可以享受。
To contribute to others.
也可以分享贡献给别人。
To be a person that people will recognize that you are productive.
然后呢，也是被认同你是一个生命真的是啊丰硕的人。
Now, as we begin to look at ourselves, we first have to look at our temperament.
那么，当你要了解你自己的时候，首先我们要来了解一下我们的这种生性，就是你生来的那种啊特性。
Now you say, what is my temperament?
什么是我的生性呢？
Temperament is what you're born with.
生性是你生下来就带来的。
It's your disposition.
是你的本性。
It's what makes you an individual.
然后也是跟让你跟人家不同的地方。
It's the natural thing for you.
是对你来讲是一种天赋性，是自然的。
Many times we've learned to cover up that which is natural.
那有时候呢，你想要来把这个自然的本性掩盖起来。
But your temperament is at the basis of how you react to things in life.
那事实上你的本性是你对于事情情况的一种反应的部分。
In a family, there may be 2, 3, 4 children.
或许一个家庭里面有啊三四个孩子。
And every one of them is different.
你会发现每一个孩子都不一样的本性。
Sometimes a mother will look at her 4 children.
有时候妈妈看着四个孩子
and wonder where in the world did they come from.
有时候在怀疑说到底他们从哪里来都不一样。
Each one of them is so different in how they react to things.
怎么对于事情的反应那么的不一样。
You have a little girl that is so very sensitive.
或许你有一个孩子呢，一个女孩子呢，非常的敏感。
The least little thing bothers her.
一点点事就会干扰到她。
It never bothers her brother.
但是对她的哥哥呢，啊，从来不会干扰。
Because nothing ever bothers him.
那么对这个兄弟呢，没有被什么事情干扰过。
By his temperament, he is just a boy that doesn't care about anything.
因为呢，他的本性，他的生性呢，对什么都不管，不在意的。
And maybe something happens in the family.
那或许在家里面有个事情发生了。
And the father isn't fair in a situation.
比如说呢，爸爸对啊兄弟姐妹的这种待遇呢不公平。
The girl, she becomes very angry.
然后这个很敏感的这个女孩子就非常的生气。
And she can never forgive him.
那就永远没有办法忘怀啊原谅自己的爸爸。
But the boy, he didn't care.
但是对这个啊男孩子呢却一点都不在乎。
After the first feeling of anger, it was over, and he didn't care anymore.
所以呢，在首先的那种不高兴之后呢，一点就不在意了。
What makes the difference in these children?
那是什么让这几个孩子啊不同的这种啊生性呢？
Part of it is their temperament.
那大部分呢是他们的原来的生下来的一个本性。
There's a temperament that is seemingly happy-go-lucky and nothing matters.
有一种生性是不管哪里去都很乐天，什么都没有问题。
They call them sanguines.
那么这个呢就被称为叫做乐天派的。
Now the girl cares about everything.
那一个什么都很在乎的那个女孩子。
And it seems like many, many things bother her.
然后什么事都会啊让她很受不了。
They call that temperament melancholy.
那么这个呢是被称为是一种所谓的忧郁型的。
That's why as a parent it becomes difficult many times to know how to react to each child.
那就是为什么有时候父母亲如果不知道的话就很难去啊面对各种不同生性的孩子。
So you can see if you can understand what kind of temperament you have.
所以好好的检查看到底你自己本身是属于哪一种性格的。
You'll realize why you act the way you do.
然后呢你就会发现说哦原来是这样我才会这样反应。
And how some things trouble you so much.
然后呢你就会发现说那种事情就是因为这样才会这么的干扰我。
Or maybe you may wonder why things don't bother you.
或许有时候你说哎为什么人家那么在乎我都不在意呢？
One time a man was talking about his wife.
有一次呢，有一个先生在谈他的太太。
She was a person that worried over everything.
然后就谈到说他的太太呢，什么都会啊烦恼。
In fact, she had worried so much until she had become sick from it.
太容易忧虑以至于呢，都啊都会有病了。
But he couldn't understand it.
那这个先生就没有办法明白。
He said, I've tried to worry.
他说我试着要去把它忧虑。
And soon I would forget.
可是呢，却马上就忘记了。
It seemed like I just can't worry.
意思是说呢，想忧虑却忧虑不起来。
But you see, the temperament of these people were different.
所以你就看到说这些生性原来的那种啊本性是不一样的。
She had not been able to control her temper.
那么这个太太呢，是一个有这种生性啊，但是呢没有办法控制自己的人。
Even though we have a disposition, a natural disposition, we must learn what it is and how to control it.
即使我们有这种生性，那么我们要明白认识之后呢，然后知道怎么样来控制它。
Next week we will talk about temperament.
那么下个周日我们要来谈一谈其他的这些生性。
We will tell you about the four different kinds of temperament.
我会介绍给你四种不同的这种生性。
And you can begin to think, which temperament am I?
然后你就可以开始看看说到底我是属于哪一种呢？
And you'll see what it's like.
那然后你就发现了，哦，原来就是这样子。
And it may well be able to help you.
然后或许可以帮助你。
But even though we may know our temperament,
即使你已经知道你是哪一种特性的,
and may try very hard to temper that temperament,
即使你很想来啊控制你自己的生性,
we're going to need the help of God.
你仍然需要上帝我们的神来帮助你。
Never leave him out.
绝对不要把上帝摆在你生命的外面。
He's the one that can help us even with our temperament.
他就是那一位可以帮助我们的生性本性的人的神。
To live a life that we can enjoy.
让我们过一种我们可以享受的这种生命跟我们的生活。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。